I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The DNR's proposed changes to the season dates and bag limits are out for this fall. We'll talk about them coming up in just a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. This past Sunday, the DNR put forward its proposed changes for season dates and bag limits in the 2013 hunting and fishing regulations. The deer season regulations, which usually garner the most attention, are fairly benign this year, according to DNR biologist Chris Ryan.
This is the second year of our new whitetail deer operational plan. So basically, we need a couple years to see exactly what that structure and that framework has done and its impacts on the harvest and the population. So there's very minor modifications proposed for the deer hunting season.
Ryan says the proposals do expand antlerless hunting opportunities to all counties that have a firearm season for deer.
This is the first time in modern history when 51 counties or parts of those 51 counties that have the a gun season would have some sort of proposed antlerless deer hunting season.
The more dramatic regulation proposed changes are to bear hunting, where hunters in 29 West Virginia counties would be able to hunt bears during the buck season for deer, although in 19 of those, they'll have to have a drawn permit. How many permits depends on the mast.
The number of permits would be for each county, but the bear harvest is especially one of our species that's greatly influenced by the mast conditions. So if we have very good mast conditions, the bear's going to be out longer, but if we have a massive mast failure, they go to bed sooner. So in that case scenario, you would need more permits to harvest the number of females you want. So we would try to incorporate all of the data so that we make the most informed decision.
Most of those counties proposed for that new season lie east of I-79. On the fishing side of things, a dramatic proposal at Stonewall Jackson Lake, where for the first time since 1988, anglers would be allowed to keep a black bass.
In the last few years, we've been monitoring black bass populations, and we've noticed a decline in relative weight of largemouth bass and an increasing number of spotted bass. And our folks got together and made a recommendation to change that catch and release regulation to a 6 fish per day creel limit, one of which maybe 18 inches or greater.
Brett Preston, their assistant chief of warm water fisheries at DNR, who adds they put a minimum size of 52 inches on a muskie that can be kept from Stonewall. All of those proposals are now available for you to review on the DNR website, and they'll be talked about face-to-face with DNR personnel at next month's sportsman sectional meetings all across the state before final decisions are made on them by the Natural Resources Commission. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that's the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.